Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf Samach Aleph. Begin Amen Aleph. Begin with taste of Masel Tov. Begin with the words of the Gemara. The Oved Hachi Oved. If you do like this, it's good, and you do like this, it's also good. So today, just come to explain what is the Gemara's answer according to Rav Yisim. That is the Gemara contradiction. On the one hand, Rav Yechanan says that the tefillin you put on the left then the right, whereas by a Braisa it's the right then the left. So Taisa explains what does this mean. Pirish, the explanation is like this. The Braisa loy pligad Rabbi Yechanan. When the Braisa says, okay, so you do either one, what essentially was saying was that the Braisa doesn't really disagree with Rabbi Yechanan, but loy Yechanan Braisa, neither Rabbi Yechanan disagree with the Braisa. How so? So Taisa explains, Vachi Pirisha. And this is what Rabbi Yechanan was saying when he says the shoes are ketfillin, like tefillin, meaning, avagab the yimin chashuba, although generally the right side is always the more important. Like we find the mitzayir, when we spray on his thumb and on his big toe, it's on the right side. Chalitza, so too, and by the chalitza process of the avama, she takes off his right shoe. Even so, comes Rabbi Yechanan to say, Yachal, this is an important word of Taisa. Yachal in Oshal Smot Chila. He wasn't saying you have to. He's saying you could go ahead and put on the left shoe first. And the Braisa not a kamashman. The Braisa is also telling you a chiddush, but they're not contradicting. They're just saying what you could do. The avagav the smal chashuv letfilin, although that the left side really is more chashuv, as we find like by tefillin, which here they're both strapping, as we'll see later in Taisvus, that in the way that therefore the left should be more important. But you could do the right first, and if they're not really disagreeing, and therefore you could do either one. Each one was just saying what you could do, but that the other one is also a good approach. Now, Vimtame, if you're going to say, okay, Imkain, if that's the case, so now Mahik, but Rabbi Yechanan al Rav Shemin, the wise Gemara bring later on, when it explains what was going on with the story, Rabbi Yechanan was upset in Rav Shemin. Shenos and Leishal Yimin, we only give him his right shoe. Oh, if you give him the right shoe, I'm not going to be able to put on my left one. And then they're going to say, oh, he has a maka, because why is he wearing one shoe? And which relates to our sugya. But Kivan the Yochalinil is a Shir Tzitchila. But if you tell me that, they don't disagree. And they're just saying which one you could. So you could put on whichever one you want. Like we said, the Ovid Hachi. So then why is he saying, it's like I'm wearing, like I have a maka? What do you mean? Even though he holds, he doesn't say you have to put on the left. First thing, you could. So what's the problem that he gave him his right shoe? So Riyad the Benilri, it appears to the Ri, the Hochei Perushei the Avad Hochei Avad. This is what the Gemara means to say in Rav Yisav. They says, if you do like this, it's done. It means to say like this. Misha Ritzel Lechaviv Shal Smoil. If someone wants to make endear to him the left side, and to only put on the left side first, not that he could, but that he wants to, Misha Mitzvah Tefillin, because the Mitzvah of Tefillin, so therefore for him, the primary is the left, or it's just the other. He could make the left one as the one that you have to. And what the Bryce was saying was, so they don't really disagree, but in the way they are disagreeing, but if you want to make the right one more dear, because of the distinguishment of the right side, you can make the right one as the primary. Now, that's what Taisa is explaining. He always made the more important one, the left one. And depends if you have the Girsa Loy or not. Either he did or he didn't know his custom, but let's say you know he did know his custom, so he was upset at him. He said, you know I put on my left one first, why give me the right one? But again, that doesn't contradict the concept that, according to Rav Yisav, the Braisa and Rav Yechanan not really disagreeing, they really both agree you could do either one, but again, either the approach is that you could, and therefore for sure it's not a problem, or like the Ri has to answer to explain the Gemara later on why he's upset, no, you get to choose, but once you choose, that's the primary one, therefore why give me the right one, when you know I made the left one as the more chashuv one. The next day is the masl. So begins the words of the Gemara. B'sayim the smalley b'kater. So what you do is you then put on the left one and then you tie. Taisa comes to explain that resolution actually fits perfectly when we said that you date yirish shemaim yitzadei shnehem. On the one hand, the Braisa says you do the right one first, and Rabbi Yechanan says you do the left one first, which is so he say, okay, put on the right, then the left, then tie the left, then put on the right. So Emre Vohi explains. He says, yes. How's that resolving both opinions? I, according to Rabbi Yechanan, not really putting on the right one first. He says, no, the davkalin kishira, because specifically regarding tying, who the chashiva shal smol tvei, that's the significance of the left side, because what we compared the putting on the shoes to the tefillin. Mishum the chashiva is tefillin hu bikshira. What's the significance of tefillin? It's the tying of the tefillin. So therefore, regarding the tying, yeah, that's where the left one is going to go first. But regarding the opposite, regarding the actual putting on, that we don't find the significance of the left over the right, and therefore it's exactly a perfect harmony regarding resolving the two different opinions, where you'll put on the right first, but you'll tie the left one first. Now, says Taisa, high time, according to this reasoning, you should first put on the right shoe first. B'min olam she'im b'mekshirit. If it's a shoe that doesn't have any tying, that's a slip-on shoes. So there's no significance of putting on the left one first, because only regarding the kshira, and then for sure you'll slip on the right one first, even though that's in a sense it's tying, and then you'll put on the left one because there is no tying regarding if it doesn't have any ties. Kutin next tells the masle begins the words of the Gemara Dilam Hifsiki. Maybe it's gonna rip. Vasla Tiyinu Dalamas Bushram, you're gonna come to carry a Dalamas and Shasaram. Shtais comes to explain that why you need this reasoning, why isn't it enough that you might have to go to the bathroom and Shasaram? And that is the Gemara had from Rav Safra that why can you not go out with Shabbos, with Tefillin and Rosh Hashanah, is because of my tear. Now, that's only a girsa that Tosis has. We actually don't have that girsa, and we find Rashi actually, like Tosis ultimately explains, that we don't have Tosis' question. But Tosis has the girsa that it might tear. If the straps are going to tear, so you're going to have to carry the Tefillin and Rosh Hashanah, and then you might come to be to do Haitzah, and therefore that's why you can't wear Tefillin and Rosh Hashanah. On that kashlari, so the re finds it difficult. Even without the concern that maybe tefillin straps might tear, it should still be out, just still be forbidden. Why? Because sometimes one's going to have to go to the lavatory. If that happens as a human need. You're going to come to carry tefillin and shasram because you can't go with tefillin to the bathroom. Which that's exactly the same sword the Gemara brings later on regarding the amulet, that you can't wear it because you might go have to carry it because if you hold that this kedusha, you cannot take it in. So why we have to make up that it might tear even without tearing? Now it says Tesh Kunjas Mashra, from Rashi's interpretation, it sounds like the Loigar is Dilma Mifsika, like our gear is not Gemara, that he doesn't have the gear so that it might tear. Upirishan explains, you're right. Dimma Shakulu Miraisha, the reason why you cannot take Tefillin and Rosh Hashanah is because he might take it off your head in Bali Panis if he's coming to relieve himself. However, the Hakadish Mikurval Oimer, he says, no, the Garsin Lo Shaper, actually, that we do have the gear so the way Tesh has the gear so of that because the Tefillin might tear. And why do you have to come on to that reasoning? And why isn't it sufficient? Because you might have to relieve yourself. So that says, Taisis, the Itzruch time of the Mifsiku. No, you need the reasoning of that the straps might tear, the tefillin shel yad, for the tefillin worn on the arm. Because that says, Taisis, the ain't tzarech lachlitz kishat tzarech lebisakise. Actually, those tefillin you don't have to take off when you go into the bathroom. Ela shel reish, only tefillin shel reish, mishum shin. As the Gemara says later on, what do you mean? Why do you have to take off a tefillin? Why isn't like the kameya, the amulet, which is covered with leather, where the holy writings are inside and they're covered and they're allowed to take it in? So on that, the Gemara says, because the shin on the tefillin, this also could be teis l'shitasai, where regarding how he understands the shin, dalet, and yud, on that it's on the tefillin. So it says, on the shel reish is the letter shin. So therefore, that itself is sanctified. So that, you're right, you have to take off before you go to the bathroom. But shel yad, which doesn't have anything on the tefillin itself, that actually you could go ahead and take it in. And therefore, I have to say the reasoning that you might have to carry it for a different reason because it might tear, and therefore, the Kaddish Mekorvel is Mekayim the Girsa that plays ahead. So the next text, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Ad Mimchi Gavra or Mimchi Kmeya, until the person becomes proven that he's effective and that the amulet is proven that it's effective. Which text comes to qualify what? How do we qualify this Itamchi Gavra and Itamchi Kmeya? That is what Papa said, you don't need to be able to take it out on Shasaram, an amulet that was both shown to be effective of the kameya and of the person, it's sufficient with either one of them. Now, Tais explains, he qualifies, what is this itamchi gavre and itamchi kameya? So nearly it seems to the re as follows. She'im kosav lachash echad bisholish igaris. So Tais introduces something that it's not overt in Rashi's commentary, that if a person wrote one lachash, the lachash is the actual script, the actual incantation, the actual herbs, whatever it is that's being put into this amulet, into the pouch. It's one ingredient, it's one recipe, but in three different letters. Meaning it's separate units. V'ripu shlashtun gimel b'ni adam, and then those three amulets that he wrote healed three different people. Kol echad, each amulet, healed adam echad, one person. So that's a case where the person has shown to be effective because three different amulets from one person healed three different people. So he has a chazaka with that number three. Now, v'kasha ripu shlashtan, when the three amulets go and heal adam echad, one person, where each one heals only one time. So that's b'yihi b'samach. That's a question the Gemara is going to bring later on. Imimchi gavra, do we say that here the doctor, he has been shown to be effective because his three letters healed, which is three times, Eloi or not, because each one of his letters healed one person. They're all the same patient. And I think I was going to say, maybe it's the mazel of the patient, not necessarily the effectiveness of the doctor. Now, additionally, says Taisus, This that we say that itamchi gabra is v'davka lo'itzel lacha shumumcha. This is specifically for this exact recipe, which it's only this one lachash, this one script that helped three times. So that's what we say that he's going to be effective with his healing. But for other recipes, and he's not necessarily shown to be effective because all the three letters that he became muchzikin was only the same recipe. Additionally, says Tesis, that bedavka shekasem hu, and even this lachash which healed three times is only if he writes it. But if some other person writes that same exact lachash, that same exact recipe, not necessarily, because the lachash itself was not proven to be effective, only by this gavra that wrote this thing three times. Now, says Tosfos, v'im kol achas mi'igris ripa shalosh pamim. Now, if each one of these letters healed three times, afilo od mechad, even one person, so mumcha shloshtim. So all these three have been proven to be effective, because each one healed three times. But it's not that this lachash is considered effective wherever it is. It doesn't mean that this recipe will always work. It means these letters that had this lachash inside of it, if you take this exact unit, it's going to be helpful for whoever it is. But it doesn't necessarily mean the actual lachash itself. It just means this igeris, this letter, which had in it this script, is going to be effective. Because we see it worked, this exact unit, three times. It says, Taisis v'hainu, and this is what the Gemara means when it says, mumcha gavra, mumcha kameya, the person is shown to be effective, and the amulet is shown to be effective. She kameya ze humcho, because we're saying that this amulet has proved to be effective, is she ripa shalosh pam, where it healed three times. V'kasve, or the mumcha, and a person that is that is professional, what does that mean? Shekas of Shalai Shekaman, that he wrote three amulets, Va'ilish Lasha, and that was effective three times. That's what explains, Tesis qualifies what we mean, what means a Humcha Gavra, and what means Isamchi Kamei. Kinnik says the Master, this begins with the words of Gemara, Avgab Deloy Mimchi Kamei. No, it's even if the amulet is not proven to be effective. Which Tesis proves that for sure, if let's say the amulet is proven to be effective, it's permitted even if the person is not be. And that is, Rav Papa says, you don't need the Dika of a Mishnah is, if it's not Humcha, oh, you cannot go without Shabbos. But if it was, then you could. So now he says that it doesn't have to be that both, even if only the person who wrote it has shown to be effective, even if the amulet has not shown, you let it go with Shuz Rab. So says Tesis, near it would seem, the Kolshkin Mimcha Kamei Balegram, for sure the other way around. If let's say the amulet is proven to be effective, it's not necessarily this person who wrote it, where because that for sure it's going to be enough. And the reason for that is Shamchois Kamei Adifa Mamchois Arefe. The effectiveness that's been evidence shown of the amulet is better than that of the doctor, like it's obvious from the Gemara later on, where we find the Bamchos Kameya, by the effectiveness of the amulet. Pshitale, it's more obvious to the Gemara, the Tamchi, that it'll be shown that it is effective. Afil b'chad gavra, even by its one patient, you're still going to say that it's shown to be the effectiveness of the amulet. Where in contrast, ubitamchi gavra, but in regards to the effectiveness of the doctor, mesafkele, we have a doubt in that same exact case. Itamchi mitlas kamei l'chad gavra iloy, has it shown to be effective when it's for one patient or not? So you see that it's obviously easier to establish and to certify the effectiveness of the amulet than that of the doctor, and therefore, if we're going to say that it's sufficient for the person who wrote it to go out with it to Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, for sure, if the amulet has been proven to be effective, then for sure you can be able to go with that into Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. The next taste of mask that begins the words of the Gemara, Avagav Dolei Mimchi Kameya. And like we said, that even if the Kameya has not been proven to be effective, which Tesis comes to discuss, how exactly could you have this case that the Gemara is describing, that the Gavra has been proven to be effective, but not the Kameya? Like we said, Rav Papa says that you don't need both. It's enough. I mean, Tesis says it's either one, but the Gemara says it's enough even if the Gavra has been Humcha, but not the Kameya. But the problem is, it sounds like from the Gemara, that you could have such a case, that even if the person has been shown to be effective, but the Kameya is not necessarily going to be considered a Kameya Mumcha. That Rav Papa has to tell you, even so, it's okay. You go out with that through Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. It's considered something that's a healing type of thing because it's proven to be effective, at least from the one who wrote it. The problem is, Kosh L'Rashba, the Rashba finds this difficult. How could you ever have such a case? The Tamchi Gavule Kameya, that the person is shown to be effective, but this amulet, not necessarily it's effective. But Kimeshe Ish Mumcha Lichtav Lachashzeh, but since a well-known, respected, has a track record of being effective, has written this incantation, has written this script, Simkin, if that's the case, Igerizusha Kasa Vaditol. What do you mean? This is a Kameya Mumcha. Because this letter was written by him. So of course it's effective. So Bemari explained, no, the Daf Gemina, the relevancy of this concept, that you could have either or. Meaning that you could have that only the script is humcha and not the person, is let's say Shem Avid Mecha Asim. Let's say the person loses his effectiveness. How is that possible? Shakasav Gimel Kamein B'loi Hilu. He lost his touch. He subsequently wrote three amulets, and it's been shown not to be effective. So what happens is, but the amulet that he wrote when he was still regarded as being effective, so that Kameya is coming from someone who lost his effectiveness. So that's what we're saying, that im humcha ha-kameya, but if let's say the kameya itself has been shown to be effective because it worked three times, that's going to help and it's going to be good even if the person who wrote it lost his effectiveness. Because of the effectiveness of the kameya itself, it has its own intrinsic worth, and therefore you see that there could be such a case where you can have one and not the other. And therefore, that's what we're telling you, that we could have this case of one and not the other. Like we see that you could have that the humcha of the kameya even without the humcha of the gava. Next says the master begins the words of the Gemara, but like Tani, we didn't learn bezman she'enay mumcha. It doesn't say when it's not effective. Which just going to explain this terminology bezman she'enay mumcha. That it's not only going on the kameya, but also could be going on the person. As the Gemara was bringing a raya for the words of Rav Papa, that you don't need both. You don't need the gavra and the kameya to be proven to be effective. It's enough if the person. How do we know this? So he says a deek from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't go out with a kameya bezman she'enay min ha-mumcha, which that wording sounds like that the person wasn't the mumcha, but if the person was, then you could, because if it was going on the kameya, it should have said bezman she'enay mumcha when it is not mumcha, which would be going on the kameya itself. Now. Sounds like that if it would have said v'libizman she'enu mumcha, so then I would have thought to say that's going on the kameya, and because we say enu mina mumcha, so we know it's going on the person. But on that course, Rajma finds this difficult because dil maloilim bina tavayu. What do you mean? Maybe you need both. Maybe you need the person and the kameya to be a mumcha. The thing is, v'avatana hachi, had we written like the Gemara wants to say. Oh, it does. It should say bezman she'enay mumcha, but then have a mashma. That would have sounded like mumcha kamei v'loy gavra. That all you need is the kamei to be mumcha, and not the person. Because bezman she'enay mumcha sounds like because the kamei is not mumcha. But we didn't want to write that because we want to tell you that even the person has to be a mumcha. So if we wrote bezman she'enay mina mumcha, how could you prove by writing bezman she'enay mina mumcha that means only the person, not the kamei? No, maybe it's because we didn't want to write bezman she'enay mumcha because then you would think all you need is the kamei, not the person. So says Hashem, what you could say is no, because the ain't a mumcha mashma shaper. You're right. The word that it could have said, which it didn't, when it's not mumcha, sounds like actually that we would understand is going ben agava ben akameh, going on the person and the amulet. How do we know this? And that's why we're saying from the fact that we didn't say that, and we only said mina mumcha. Obviously, all you need is the person and not the kameh, because the halakam and tanya later on we learn the brayse that says ezeu kameh mumcha b'chulu, and it says megmin la amchuy gaver. We ultimately end up explaining that brayse is coming to say. That it's when it does it three times, it's not establishing the kameya, but establishing the person. And the words are kameya mumcha. So you see that the word kameya mumcha means not just the kameya, but also the person. And therefore, if we didn't write bezman she'enay mumcha, obviously, since we wrote bezman she'enay mina mumcha, all you need means to say that you need the person and not the kameya. So therefore, that's the deek that proves this halacha from the halacha of our Mishnah, like Rav Papa said.